and Gautel knocked him right on his ass. You know?
Wasn't Casey Stengel the manager of those Brooklyn Dodger teams?
I think he probably was, but I don't have a specific recollection. I think he probably was.
That's
a long time ago, Marty. I want you to know that.
That is, but I'm thrilled that we can talk about it, and they're great baseball memories. The Cubs and the Pirates were great in the 30s as well. Gabby Hartnett was there, and the Wainer brothers for the Pirates.
And one of the most underrated pitchers, I think, pitched for the Cubs. And you don't hear about him. And I don't even know if he's in the Hall of Fame. That was Lon Warnke. And he was really, really a great pitcher. Year in and year out, he made all the starts and won the games he should have won. And he always gave the Giants trouble.
Ed, what about Mel Ott? Of course, he became manager of the Giants in the early 40s, but what about as a player?
Well, he was a much better player than he was a manager. He was too close to the ball players as a manager. Terry, on the other hand, who managed before Ott, and was a playing manager for a couple of seasons there, Terry was very tough and a very good manager. Now, as far as Ott was concerned, Ott was really a fairly complete ball player. He was a very, very good right fielder. And he played, that was a tough field in the Polo Grounds, the right field, because of the contours of the ballpark. And, of course, he was a pull hitter that, you know, he had to hit the ball was 280 feet down the line. But he was, consistently batted in the runs, hit the home runs. He was no Willie Mays because he couldn't run the bases or play the outfield the way Mays did. But he was a great ball player.
I had Bill Werber on the show recently. You remember Bill Werber?
Yeah, Bill Werber, third baseman. Cincinnati? Yeah. Who else did he play for?
Played for the Philadelphia A's, the Boston Red Sox, the Yankees, and then eventually the Giants.
I don't recall him playing for the Giants. I recall him playing for Cincinnati. And, yeah, he's another good ball player. They were different times. For one thing, there were only 8 clubs in each league. And, of course, they unfortunately didn't have the opportunity that we have today and have had since Jackie Robinson of seeing really great ball players who were playing ball at that time in the black leagues. My father and I used to go up and see them play, Satchel Paige and Gibson and people like that. Paige was a great pitcher when he actually made his way into the major leagues with Cleveland. I don't know, he must have been in his 50s, I think, or late 40s. And he still, he could get them out, didn't he? Yeah.
The Giants had other pitchers. Freddie Fitzsimmons was a great pitcher.
Freddie Fitzsimmons was a very good pitcher with a very unusual pitching style. Was something like Louis Tiant, except even more exaggerated than Tiant. Fitzsimmons would actually, it seemed, before he delivered the ball, he would turn around and face second base and then come back. He would spin around, maybe not that far, but I don't know how he ever managed to get the ball over the plate, but he did. He was a great pitcher. I used to like to see Fitzsimmons. He used to pitch against Vance, Dazzy Vance, all the time. Well, that was the setup for the Giants and the Dodgers. They were the best pitchers on both clubs. Vance was a good pitcher. Had a bad ball club, but he was a good pitcher. But Fitzsimmons was a real good pitcher.
What do you remember the atmosphere being like in the Polo Grounds in Ebbets Field?
You mean as far as the fans are concerned and how they... There was a lot of rivalry there. A lot of rivalry there. I left New York in the early 40s, really. I came back in the 50s to visit my family. But so I didn't see too much of what went on there in the 50s when there was a real rivalry because the Dodgers had a butt set of ball club then. But in the 30s, the Dodgers, they used to love to beat the Giants when it meant something to the Giants, not to lose. The Dodgers were a strange ball club. I mean, I really were. I mean, they had pitchers kidnapped, so-called kidnapped. You know that story? You don't. A pitcher by the name of Flint Rem. I think he spelled his name R-H-E-M. And at a time when the Dodgers were, my recollection is that they were really, for some strange reason, they were really in the running, something. And they had a series, and I think the series was with St. Louis, if I'm not mistaken. I could be. Goes back a long ways. And Flint Rem was supposed to pitch. And he never showed up. They didn't know where he was. Flint Rem had a habit of imbibing a little more than he should. And he finally showed up when they told him what happened. Some guys kidnapped him so he couldn't pitch. And not many people bought that story.
You got to see one of the greatest games, I think,